Current events, semester 3, final exam review. Okay, first, I'll tell you the things that will be on the test. Number 1, vocabulary from both the trading game and newsworthy. You can see the words below, the keywords for trading game and newsworthy. As usual, I will explain the keywords, and you will choose the keywords from a word bank. So that means you don't have to spell it, but you do have to understand it, and probably listening to this is very important. Number 2, questions on the text on the trading game. So the text will be played as sound, and then there will be questions about the content of the texts. So questions on the content for the trading game. So please read that article again. These are the opinions from the students, from you guys. All right. Number 3. By the way, that article is on the page. It's on the web page, as is everything else. Number 3. Questions about all of the one-line articles from Newsworthy. So there were 17 one-sentence or two-sentence articles on Newsworthy during the Newsworthy activity. These sentences are also on the page, and I will make some questions about the content of each of those. Not each, but most of them, some of them, okay? So read those sentences and remember what the story was. Number 4 is your essay. Compare and contrast two articles in terms of newsworthiness. This is the same essay as we did with the green or pink paper in class. So just write the essay out again. Okay, so now I will explain the keywords for the trading game, and then after that, the newsworthy. Okay, number 1, a developed country. A developed country is a country that has industry and has enough infrastructure to support cities. So it has big cities, industry, and not so much poverty. All right. Number 2, a developing country. So this is a country where they don't have so much industry developed, and some of the infrastructure maybe is lacking. So this country is still working on making itself bigger. It's still expanding. Okay, number 3, precise. Precise means very exact. Very exact. So that's what precise means. Very correct. Not even off a little. All right. Number 4, a surplus. A surplus means when you have more of something than you need. It's when you have more than you need of something, you have a surplus of something. Number 5, technology. Technology is things like machines or computers or electronics. So a high level of skill is needed to make technology. All right, let's see. Natural resources. Okay, natural resources are things like wood or oil or water, things that we take from the earth and use for ourselves, things that we need from the earth. These are resources. All right, number 7, to import. To import is when you buy something from a foreign country and sell it in your country. So you bring it into the country in order to sell it. Okay, 8. To trade something for something is when you instead of using money, you trade, you give something and then receive something back in exchange for it. All right. Number 9, to take advantage of something or someone. If you take advantage of someone, you use their weakness to make something good for you. So you use someone's weakness for yourself, for the benefit of yourself. All right. 10. Expensive. Expensive means that it costs a lot of money. Very simple. Expensive means that it costs a lot of money. 11. Product. A product is something that you make in order to sell. Number 12. To produce something. So this is making something to sell. Number 13. To have a chance to do something or to get a chance to do something is to have or get the opportunity, to have an opportunity to do something. Number 14, the difference between something and something, or the gap between something and something. So this is difference between. So if one thing is low and the other thing is high, the space between the low and the high is the difference between those two things. Or it's something that neither of the things have in common. So, but actually it's the space between one number and another number, like that. Okay. Skill. Skill is the knowledge to do something. It's the knowledge in order to do something, and it's the knowledge of how you do it, and it's the ability to do it. All right. Number 16, the world marketplace. The world marketplace is a symbolic place where everything is bought and sold. So if you have a shortage of something, which means that there isn't enough of something, then it will become expensive on the world marketplace. So we're not talking about one country or another country. It's all of the countries together, where they buy and sell things, and so forth. Okay, number 17, education. Education is learning and teaching. Learning and teaching things you need for life. Could be skills, could be knowledge, but basically learning and teaching. All right. Number 18, a shortage. Okay, a shortage is the opposite of a surplus. So it means that there isn't enough of something. There isn't enough of something. We need more of it. There is a shortage. Number 19, skilled labor. Skilled labor is the people who have a skill, people who know some techniques for producing something. For example, welding or construction. People who have the knowledge to do something and can do it, and they can work. Those workers are called skilled labor. So workers who have the knowledge to do something. Number 20, to feel powerless. So you feel weak. You feel like there's nothing you can do. Then you feel powerless. You can't change it, the thing. Number 21, cheap. Well, cheap means it doesn't take a lot of money to buy it. It's the opposite of expensive. It doesn't take a lot of money to buy it. Number 22 is lazy. Lazy person is someone who doesn't work hard. 23, reality. Reality is the real way things are in the outside world. Number 24, otherwise. Otherwise means it's connective words, 接続詞, and it means like if you don't do this, B will happen, right? And so if you don't do something, then something else will happen. So I must go to the bank. Otherwise, I won't have any money. Okay, so it's a consequence. Anyway, now keywords from newsworthy. Newsworthy. Number one, anti-war leaflets. So these are pieces of paper that have something written on it against the war. So these were passed out by some people to the Japanese Self-Defense Force, and then the people who passed these out were arrested. Okay, two, Cambodia. Cambodia is a country near Thailand, and in the 1970s, there was a big massacre there, and there were lots of articles in the newspaper about the killings in Cambodia, but there weren't many articles about East Timor. So Cambodia is the country that had the massacre that was in the news a lot. Okay, number three, civil war. Civil war is a war inside a country. So two groups inside one country have a war, at least two groups. For us, the civil wars happen in Africa, and diamonds are mined in Africa. So many people take the diamonds and trade them for weapons to kill people. So when we buy diamonds, we are also killing people in a way. Number four, communist. So communist is when the country shares everything and everyone is equal and gets paid an equal amount. Communist countries, we don't like communist countries. Cambodia was a communist country. Countries like Japan and America don't like them. So if a communist country does something bad, it's in the news a lot. But friendly countries, if they do something bad, it's not so much in the news. All right, and East Timor, number five, East Timor. East Timor is a country near Indonesia, and Indonesia invaded East Timor, and they had a massacre. Indonesia invaded East Timor, and there was a massacre, but it wasn't in the news. All right, number six, ghetto. A ghetto is an area of town which many poor people live. It's like a slum. And in Zimbabwe, the president destroyed the ghetto, and all the people living there had no place to live. But this wasn't in the news very much. Invasion. So this is when one country takes the army and goes into another country. So usually these days we're talking about Iraq, because the invasion of Iraq is when all the countries went into Iraq. Okay, number eight, kidnap. Kidnap is when you take somebody by force and hold them. And this is a bad thing. Recently, the CIA kidnaps people that they think are terrorists. They don't arrest them, they just take them. So this is called kidnapping. And there was a problem because they were kidnapping someone in a foreign country outside of America. Okay, number 9, massacre. Massacre is when many people are killed by other people at once. So there was a massacre in East Timor and a massacre in Cambodia. But Cambodia was in the news a lot and East Timor wasn't. Number 10, percentage. So this is the amount of people, amount of things relative to another amount. So amount, anyway, for us, the percentage of sex tourists in Asia, the largest percentage was men from Japan. But this isn't in the news very much. Okay, protest. So this is when many people get together and say they are against something or they are angry about something. For example, they yell, you know, stop doing this, stop doing that. Anyway, the protests we were talking about were around the world against Coca-Cola because Coca-Cola did some bad things in Colombia. So in other countries, students were protesting against Coca-Cola. So that's protest. All right, 12, union. Okay, this is also about the Coca-Cola problem. In Colombia, some union leaders, first of all, a union is a group of workers who get together and try to make their job better. It's a group of workers who form a team and they try to ask the bosses to make their job better. In Colombia, some of the leaders of the union for Coca-Cola were killed. So some of these union people were killed in Colombia, and it seems like Coca-Cola, the company, did it. Okay. Number 13, uniqueness. Uniqueness is when something is special. So we were talking about some news stories that are unique will become news articles easily. People are interested in unique news stories, but they're not interested in common things. Okay, number 14, refugee. A refugee is someone who leaves one country because they are afraid for their life. So a country is dangerous and they escape the country, then they are a refugee. The husband of the woman from Vietnam is a refugee and he is allowed to stay in Japan. But the mother does not have a refugee visa, so she has to go back to Vietnam. Very strange. Number 15, sex tourism. This is when people go to other countries in Asia in order to buy a prostitute. Number 16, sub-Saharan Africa. This is when this is southern Africa, so below Egypt and below the Sahara, obviously. So sub-Saharan Africa or southern Africa is much poorer than northern Africa because northern Africa has cities like Morocco or Cairo. 2.5 million people died from AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa. That's a lot of people. All right, number 17, torture. So torture is when you hurt somebody, cause them pain in order to get something from them. For example, information. The CIA was capturing people, kidnapping people, and then who they thought were a terrorist, and then they were torturing them. and this became a problem, but it wasn't in the news so much. Number 18, weapons of mass destruction. These are big weapons like a nuclear bomb or a gas or a biological weapon. Anyway, for example, a nuclear bomb. America said that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, but after all, they didn't. Okay, so there you go. Those are all the explanations for the words and the things on the test. Thank you for listening, and good luck on the test. Bye-bye.